The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, how many steps do you do? Have you set a new personal best? What's the GPS route that you've done? This is Strava, the fitness app. It's in the spotlight, but not for those reasons. A recent investigation by the French newspaper Le Monde reveals that Strava can end up providing the locations of world leaders like Biden and Harris, even Trump, through tracking their bodyguards' routes. Here to fill us in is Dermot Williams, who's managing director of Threatscape, an Irish cybersecurity company. What did the Le Monde investigation reveal, Dermot?
Well, it's just the latest example, Anton, of where people don't realise that a little bit of data posted online can be repackaged and almost weaponized for people to discover things about where people are, what they're doing, what their intentions are. And unfortunately, the attackers, the people who think about cunning ways to misuse this data, are constantly finding ways to do this. In the case of Strava, very popular fitness app, and it tries to socialize the whole element of running, because running can be quite a solitary pursuit at times. So it allows people to track where they've been running, what route they've run, how long it has taken to run it. And if they want to, share the data with their friends, and they can track each other's progress and say, you know, new personal best, well done. Bah, yeah. But then a few years ago, Strava said, wow, we have this incredible wealth of data where we have millions of people using our smartwatches or our app or whatever, and where we could anonymize that data, just show a world map and say, wow, you know, look, the sun never sets on Strava, effectively. We're being used all around the world. And you could go into their website and say, I'm thinking of going jogging in Dublin, where it's popular. And you could just see on their map, based on sort of a heat map, the routes that were popular. And you could say, that's really interesting. I never thought of running there. But then people said, well, that's really interesting. What if we start looking in places that are a little bit more off the beaten track? And if the first time Strava really came to prominence was about 6 years ago, from a data leakage point of view, where somebody said, you know, I know that fitness is really popular in the military. I know there's a lot of places that the military might be posted that is very much off the map. I wonder if Strava is leaking that information. So they zoomed in on Syria, they zoomed in on Afghanistan, they zoomed in on Iraq. And lo and behold, there were US classified military bases which were not shown in any satellite photos. But as you looked in the Strava app, you could very clearly see, and in some cases, you could tell that the military guys were literally running around the perimeter constantly of these little forward operating bases where there was nothing else to do with their time. And it was like a beacon saying, OK, there's a US military base, because there's clearly about 50 guys running circles around it every day. And Strava said, uh-oh, didn't think of that. So they started reducing some of the data that they were sharing. But as the latest story has shown us, they haven't quite reduced it enough.
And the latest story reveals that you can, in the same way, you can track if there's suddenly in a suburban area a bunch of people running along a slightly odd route. That might be a security detail out doing their fitness run before they pick up a prime minister.
Yeah, while the data is supposed to be anonymized, there are levels of privacy setting within the Strava app. And not everybody is savvy enough to understand exactly how to make all the settings appropriate to their level of security awareness. And it would appear that some of the security details, you know, fit young guys going out, you know, sitting around hours of time in their hands waiting for the president or prime minister to turn up. So, of course, they're going to go out and try and keep fit. Unfortunately, they're leaking their location by doing so in many cases, and quite often leaking advanced details of where the president might be next, or even, you know, classified off the books meetings that they might be having in a, you know, in a hotel with another world leader that hasn't been notified to the press. And therefore, you know, mal actors can find out where their movements are.
Now, I'm always amazed by whenever an app says to you, can we have your location? There's no, of course you can't. Why would I want you to have it? How much information do we scatter around like that without recognizing it? And how easy is it for people to pick up?
It can be literally terrifying. And there are two aspects to it. First of all, people don't necessarily realize how much data they might be dropping like a trail of breadcrumbs with all their online activity. Secondly, they mightn't realize just how that can then be turned against them. And there used to be, back in World War II, a phrase that loose lips sink ships. And there's a phrase in the military of OPSEC, or operational security. And one of the key tenets of that is that 10 different facts in isolation mightn't be dangerous, but if one person gets all 10 of those and considers them together, suddenly they have a picture. So back in the war, it was, oh, they seem to be buying more desert camouflage material, and oh, they're stockpiling malaria tablets, and oh, and suddenly you realize, well, you know what, if we join all those ideas together, we have a very good idea of where they're going to invade next. Well, in the modern world, we have a sort of an updated version of that, where we say loose tweets sink fleets. Because just as before, if you can gather enough small, seemingly inconsequential facts and synthesize them together, then you have a way of telling things. And there's an entire field of data intelligence called OSINT, or open source intelligence, which is dedicated to this. The idea of gathering these little nuggets of information online. Now, obviously, we're not all at risk of being spied upon by the CIA or the NSA. But even in your day-to-day life, there are cyber criminals using the same tools to try and figure out what people are doing, where they're going, or to just turn their information online against them in different ways.
Now, I suspect that a lot of people will feel that they are immune from that threat because they're not Joe Biden, or they're not Donald Trump, or they're not Kamala Harris or Simon Harris, whoever else it might be. The way in which the information gets turned against you if you're a private citizen, what's the gain to somebody in doing that?
Well, one of the challenges we face in privacy, in security, and in cyber these days is that the tooling available to attackers is making the cost, the energy, the input they need to provide much, much lower. The same artificial intelligence tools which will help you spice up your CV or write an email or summarize an essay are just as available to attackers to go out and target 100 people in the time that it might have previously only been possible to target 5 people. And that lowers the bar. Suddenly they're able to cast their net much wider. And they don't know who you are necessarily when they're targeting you first. They don't know how much money is in your bank account. They don't know what they might be able to do by abusing your social media. But with the automated tools and the information you're leaking online, they may try and target you. They may try and fish you. They may try and target your friends. And unfortunately, it's an arms race between the attackers and the fact that in many cases they're making money, and there is no greater motivation than making money.
And of course, it's becoming culturally the norm to share extremely private data. I saw Elon Musk the other day asking people to upload their own MRI scans to the Grok AI to help educate it in medical assessments. I mean, could you get more personal information?
The entire medical world is one of the most regulated. There's things like the HIPAA regulations for data privacy in terms of medical records. But Elon Musk doesn't seem to be big into privacy. And indeed, because he now owns Twitter, he believes that everything should be open. He is a free speech absolutist. He really believes that everything should be open to what I think is probably a pretty dangerous degree.
Although it has to be said, he has a wonderful capacity to act otherwise when the free speech is directly impacting on him.
Well, God help you if you try and track where his jet is located, because he doesn't take very kindly to that, as we all know.
So what's the answer to all this? If we want to protect ourselves, is it air gapping? Do we throw the phone down the toilet and just live like we are Neanderthals?
I think people just need to think one level ahead, like it's a chess game. For instance, there are stories every few months in the paper where some guy gets caught by the guards because he's been found speeding. And the evidence in court is he posts a photograph online, 100 miles an hour, going down the M50. Wow, look at me with my new car. And he's suddenly saying, how do they ever catch me? So, you know, when you look at that, you say, well, that was a bit obvious. But unfortunately, in many of these cases, it isn't far away from that in terms of, think about what the implications are. If you're on holidays and you're posting photos in real time, you're also subliminally selling a message to people. My house is empty. I'm away. You know, and you don't know everybody who's going to see those messages. So just, we have a phrase, cop on before you log on. Think about what the information could be used for, and more importantly, what it could be abused for.
Dermot, thank you very much. That is Dermot Williams, who is Managing Director of Threatscape, which is an Irish-based cyber security company. A reminder, if you miss anything that Dermot was saying, if you miss anything that anybody else is saying on the show, all of our items are uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to them on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.